26章。
Chapter 26, verses 26 to 28.
26章26节到28节。
Chapter 26, verses 26 to 28.
好，翻开了，我来听。
Would you please open the Bible, and so I'm going to read.
马太福音26章26节，他们吃的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝福了，就掰开，递给门徒说：“你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。”又拿起杯来，祝谢了，递给他们说：“你们都喝这个，因为这是我立约的血，为多人流出来，使罪得赦。” 下面一处经文。The
other reading is
是在哥林都前书
First Corinthians
第11章23节
Chapter 11, verse 23
到25节
to 25
哥林多前书11章23节到25节
First Corinthians Chapter 11, verses 23 to 25
哥林多前书11章23节 我当日传给你们的，原是王主领受的，这就是主赐给被卖的那一夜拿起饼来，祝谢了就掰开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍得。你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。” 我们把下面的时间交给王牧师。Now,
Pastor Wong.
Peace
be with you, brothers and sisters in God.
感谢神今天又带领我们有新的日子摆在前面。
Thank the Lord, and He placed the new days in front of us.
求主赐给我们有新的力量。
Dear Lord, please give us new strength.
可以走一条新的道路。
And we walk a new life.
这两个星期来，我因为家里有人来，
In the past few weeks, there were friends coming and going.
所以心里边好像很烦乱了。
So there is a kind of disorder in my heart.
白天乱，晚上就不乱了。So
there's a confusion in the daytime, but everything calms down in the evening.
不能睡觉的，不乱。昨天晚上还是三点钟才睡。I
cannot fall asleep.
常常想到有些事情呢，白天不能有时间去想，都放在晚上去想。
So in the daytime, I cannot think clearly, and I leave all these in the evening.
想来想去,
and by thinking and thinking,
想得通吗?
Can I have an answer to that?
不通。
No.
不通但是自己还要去做啊, 不能说不通就停下来。
Even if I don't have clear answer to that, to my questions, I still have to do it. I cannot stop at that.
感谢主。
Thank,
如果我们愿意, 继续地做去, 不通也变了通。
If I continue to do it, even if I do not have a clear answer to that, eventually I would have a solution to it. Let us look at two things in front of us with the church. We need to get it done immediately.
卖隔壁哪个房子?
Purchase the house next door.
修理这个破烂的漏水的房子。
Repairing the leaking house.
弟兄姊妹, 大家用了很大的心血来去想做好, 但是想来想去还是差不多。
Dear brothers and sisters, we all work hard, try to get it done, but still remains undone.
一个很浅很小的事情呢, 徐牧师问我, 我都不知道。
I don't have any idea when Pastor Xu asked me about a slightest issue.
到底哪个房子什么时候才 closing?
When is the closing date of that house?
我心里想这个是小林跟教会联系了，我很少同小林谈到这些事情。Well,
it's my daughter Xiaolin who contacted the church for this, and I rarely talked with her about this.
我知道我就催她。
And I tried to push her a little bit.
她说律师讲是 6月 15号也许可以 closing.
So the attorney said, based on my daughter, the closing date might be on the mid of June.
因为这一间屋子里面有很多历史是不清不楚的。
So there were a lot of things which were not clearly, were not clearly explained historically.
由于屋主没有钱付，就银行就拿回去了。
So if we do not pay in full, the bank will take that over.
所以我们用很少钱请了个律师，但是我们要他做很大的很多的工。
We didn't pay much, didn't pay the attorney a lot, but we asked him to do a lot.
500块钱。
$500.
叫他从头到尾都要查清楚这个房子到底现在我们要付哪个钱，是那一个屋主，就是这个屋主可以完全他拿，还是要分给其他的地方。
So the attorney was paid $500 from us, but he was asked to make it very clear to do some investigations about the history of the house, whether we need to pay for one owner or pay several other owners.
弟兄姊妹不要担心。
Brothers and sisters, you don't have to worry.
我们不会失去了这个房子。
We wouldn't lose this house.
我们也不会受他牵累，说我们要多付出钱税还是怎么样。
So we wouldn't pay more either.
还是照我们开始所讲的那个，一定照常行，不过没有怎么快了。
So everything will be done according to the contract when we set it out in the beginning, but the pace might be a little bit slower.
所以请大家弟兄姊妹为这个事情祷告，不要担心。
So please, brothers and sisters, pray for that and you don't have to worry.
时间到了，神会赐给我们。
When the time comes, God will give us.
还有我们修理这个房子的事情还是要有一点的时间才能会做好。
It also takes time for repairing of this house.
我们不是为哪个经济来担心啊，一点都不是。
We're not worrying about the money and not at all.
金子是神的，银子也是他的。我们需要神一定会多多赐给我们。
Gold belongs to God and silver belongs to God too. If we need, God will give us more and more.
有很多旧的同学们，他们还不知道。知道的他们很乐意的奉献他们所有的。
I believe that there are some alumni who are, have no idea about this. If they know this, they will gladly contribute to it.
在台湾有些人一万两万三万，我想是不是台湾钱啊？
So some of the alumni in Taiwan, they would contribute 10,000, 20,000, 30,000. We don't know whether it's the Taiwanese money.
我告诉他，我说我没有信心了这一点。
And so I told them that I almost start to lose my confidence.
你说两万、两万五、三万，是不是美国的钱还是台湾的钱？
So I'm concerned about the currency because if the money is in Taiwanese currency, it's not as equivalent as U.S. currency.So it's a difference.
美国的钱。
And I'm concerned about whether it's a US currency or it's a Taiwanese currency.
当时我的眼泪都流出来。
And I started to cry.
我感觉他们这么爱主。
Because it's the US currency.
拿出他们所有的来奉献。
And due to their love to God, and it touches me.
他还叫我们，你们不要担心。
So they gave their all to God, and they
also told us.
And they also encouraged us not to worry. And this is the good news I share with you today.
现在我要讲我应该讲的。
Now come to what I should say.
但是你们，我请你们也不要挂心了。早上就有会有告诉我说，短一点哦。
So even in the early in the morning, some people started to get worried. Said, "Well, shouldn't be too long. You shouldn't talk too long."
So 上一次你讲的很长很长，我说我知道。
So last time I talked too much and it's too long, and I said, "I know, I know."
因为好久在心里面的东西都没有拿出来。
But it was kept in my heart, and for quite a long time, I would let it out.
所以讲了很长了上一次。
So last time it seemed to be too long.
我说今天很短，他说短到怎么样？我说十五分钟。
So this time I was told to be condensed, to condense it. I said, well, what about 15 minutes?
他说太短吧。
And he said, well, too short.
我说不会短的啦。
I said, it won't be too short.
还有翻译他要拿我十五分钟呢。
So the translate would take up 15 minutes too.
那是半小时了。
So half an hour.
所以现在我不管着多少，我就越快越好，我要开快车来走这一段的时间。
So, no matter what, I will speed it up and finish it in no time.
这个问题是大家都很熟的，就是饼和杯的意义。
It is a topic everybody is familiar with, esteem, the meaning of bread and cup.
每一个月头一个星期就摆在我面前，有饼有杯。
So the first week of every month in front of us placed the cup and the bread.
到底我们对这个饼这个杯的意义我们知道有多少呢？
How much do we really understanding the meaning of cup and bread?
我们明白有多少呢？
How much do we comprehend?
给我们的教训又有多少呢？
But what are the lessons we learned?
恐怕我们做得很平常。
I'm afraid we may take it as mundane.
我常常有对教会的弟兄姊妹，他们收哪个杯同饼的时候，我说收回去的时候不要丢了。
When brothers and sisters, when they take back the bread and cup, and I often tell them that
don't throw it away. 饼可以收起来。
Collect the bread.
但是杯不要倒掉。
Don't throw away the cup.
第一个意思，第二呢？不要给小孩子随便，你喝一点，我喝一点，这样好像喝汽水。
Do not casually let the children drink bits of this, bits of that, and just like they drink the juices.
我们要尊重也尊敬这个饼同杯的意义是什么。
We should respect the meaning of the bread and cup.
今天早上我也短短的讲一点关于这个杯，这个饼同杯的意义。
I'm going to briefly discuss the meaning of bread and cup.
那些杯的剩下来怎么办呢？我说就长着可以拿来喝，还是其他的那些童工也可以喝，喝完那个杯，但是不要给小孩子去喝。
So what do we do with the remaining of the cup? And the elders and deacons can drink it or finish it, and also the Christians can finish it, but not the children.
如果我们能够明白这个饼同杯的意义呢，我们就知道我们跟主耶稣的联系的程度是怎么样。
If we do understand the meaning of bread and cup, we will understand our relationship between us and God.
感谢神的恩典。
Thanks for God's blessing.
我们是一个罪人。
We are sinners.
没有主耶稣的为我们在十字架上来牺牲。
Without Jesus Christ sacrificing him on the cross,
没有宝血他为我们流出来。
Without his blood flowing for us,
今天我跟你还是死在罪恶过犯中。
You and me will die in sin.
一点希望都没有。
There's no hope.
只有这个暂时的生命。
Only the temporary life.
这个生命过去了就什么都完了。
When our current life is over,
好像, remains. 好像一个灯吹熄了就没有了。
Like the light, if it's blow off, blow out, it's gone.
感谢神，在出埃及记十二章。
Thanks to God in Exodus chapter
12, 二十六节那边。
Verse 26.
摩西对以色列的长老说。
Moses said to the elders of the Israel.
你要告诉你们的儿女。
You should tell your children.
我们行这个礼是什么意思？
The meaning of our ceremony.
就是说我们今天守这个圣餐有什么意思？
That is to say, what is the meaning of our communion today?
如果我们的罪还没有得主耶稣来赦免，他的宝血来洗净，我们也不配领受这个杯。
If Jesus did not forgive us with his blood and cup bread,And we will not be able to be cleaned.
主耶稣被卖的那一夜就拿起饼来。
During the night when Jesus was betrayed.
刚刚我们有念过哪个圣经节，就是在马太福音书的。
So we just read the scripture in the book of Matthew.
他清楚告诉我们。
He told us clearly.
饼是预表什么呢？
What the bread signifies.
预表主耶稣基督的身体。
That is Jesus' life.
我们一看见那个饼，就会想到了， 生命的问题。
Whenever we see the bread, it means Jesus' body, we think of life.
主耶稣将他的生命赐给我们。
Jesus gave us his life.
这个饼啊，在原文里面呢，就是说粮食。约翰福音书第六章三十三到三十五节。
In the book of John, 三十章是吧？ Book of John.
第六章
chapter 6,
约翰福音第六章，
三
十三到三十五
verses 33 to verses 35,
请主席跟我们读出来，可以吗？
Okay, and the presider, would you please read it for us? Book of John, chapter 35, verses 33 to 35,
三十三节。三十三到三十五。
因为神的粮就是那从天上降下来赐生命给世界的。他们说，主啊，常将这粮赐给我们。耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
感谢主，我们在这个世界上没有长久的生命。
Okay, let me read in English the John, book of John, chapter, verses 33 to 35. And for the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. So they said, from now on give us this bread. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. And he who believes in me will never be thirsty.
也许你们现在不必去算自己的日子啊。
Perhaps you don't need to count your days.
但是我就不一样了。
But I am different.
我常常算。
I quite often count my days.
天天都算。
Every day.
每个晚上都要算。
Every evening.
算了我还有多少日子在这个世界。
To find out how many more days I can live in this world.
让我抓住了主的应许。
So I can grasp God's will.
我怕有一天不知道敲哪个天国的门能不能进去。
I'm afraid.Someday, whether I can jump into heavens, into heaven, into, through the gate of heaven.
我们住在这个罪恶的世界。
I live in this sinful world.
我想做好，做得来吗？
If I want to do good, can I do it?
做不来。
No, I cannot
depend on myself. 不是完全做不来，是不容易做。
It's not complete, I cannot depend on myself. It's not easy to do it.
使徒保罗说，我真是苦啊。谁能救我脱离这个取死的身体呢？
Disciple Paul said, well, I'm suffering. Who can save me from this body?
我要做的做不来。
What I want to do, I cannot do it.
不想做的偏偏去做。
What I don't want to do, but I do it.
找都去找到来做。
And I often try to do it.
人在这个世界都是向这条路去走。
Everybody walks like that.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你跟耶稣发生了一个密切的关系没有？
Do you have a close relationship with Jesus?
你们有没有将你罪恶交托给主？
Do you confess to the Lord?
求主赦免。
And pray that God will forgive you.
求主怜悯。
And God will bless you.
每一天每一个时间，我们都会做错事的。
Every day, every moment, we may commit mistakes.
也会做错，也会走错路的。
And we walk wrong paths.
主还是爱我们。
Lord still loves us.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
主耶稣说，到我这里来的人，我不会丢弃他。
Whoever comes to me, I will not forsake him.
今天在我们当中还有多少亲爱的朋友，你还没有接受主的？
How many friends among us you are not, have not accepted Jesus yet?
我还是凭着主的爱，还用我短短的时间来恳求你们，快一点接受主，不要等明天，明天不是我们的。
By God's love, I plead to you that in the remaining of my life, and which are not long, then I plead you that please accept God as your Savior.
今天我们借着这个圣餐，
When we accept this communion today,
我们就要去想与主耶稣连在一起。
We'll be connected with Jesus.
我们是神家里的儿女。
We're daughters and sons of God's
family. 全体的弟兄姊妹就是我们家里的家人。
So all the brothers and sisters are the members of the family.
已经讲过了，主耶稣他是从天上降下来的粮。
So we already talked about that Jesus is the food from the heaven.
他就是将他的生命赐给我们。
He gave us his body and life.
他是一粒麦子。
He is a grain of wheat.
但是他死了，就将那个麦子的生命分给我们。
When he is dead, his life is distributed to among us.
今天在盘中所装作的不是麦子。
So in the place here in front of us are not the wheat.
是面包，也许是饼。
It's bread.
这个给我们有一个明白，就是因为主已经死了。
So it is clear for us, even if Jesus is dead,
他的生命已经释放出来。
And his body is given to us.
他已经复活了。
And he's raised to life.
他将他的生命分给我们。
And he distributed among us his life.
他不再是一个麦子。
He's no longer a grain of wheat.
他已经落在地里死了。
He fell to the ground and he is dead.
舍去了。
And he gave himself up.
牺牲了。
Sacrificed.
将自己已经破碎了。
And he is broken.
成了攻击今天世界上人类所急需的一个生命的粮。
He's the source for all of us in this world of life.
有了他
，because of him，
我们就有了生命。
We have life.
今天的生命不是他的，是父母给我们的。
Today's life, this body is given by our parents.
你一定要接受主耶稣基督的救恩。
We must accept Jesus' blessing.
有时候讲这些话呢，好像太勉强了，好多人家不愿意听。
Sometimes it feels like far-fetched to talk about this. Not many people would like to listen to it.
我有几十年的朋友在香港，同他很要好的，他无论怎么样，他不肯接受。
I have good friends in Hong Kong. We are friends for many years, and he wouldn't accept Jesus.
这边有同学毕业回去工作，我也请他去拜访他。
And some of the students graduate from here went back to Hong Kong, and I asked his friends or students to go talk to him.
那些同学回来很失望。
And when they came back, they were disappointed.
他说：“王牧师，我想你叫我去讲福音给他，他会接受的。真不知道啊，一点都没有，一点希望都没有。”
So they said to me, Pastor Wang, when you talk to me, you said, well, if I go to talk with them about the Bible, they would accept it. But when I talk to him, there's nothing that he would accept.
他不知道。
And there's no hope, and he doesn't want to know.
我告诉他。
And I told the friend,
传福音不容易啊。
It's not easy to spread the Bible.
一讲就信，我们这边要撤了他，再盖几个这样大都做不完。一讲就信了。
If the first time you talk with somebody about the Bible and the other party will accept it, then we would build several houses like this.
有的时候做了几年还没有几个人。
Sometimes even if you have been working on it for many years, so the number of the people who believe in God still far and few.
因为黄国忠牧师他是在加州那边，他做了好久。算来算去都是小帽三折四折几个人，所以他后来他辞职，我不做。
So Pastor Huang Guozhong in California, he has preached for many years. When he counted how many people he persuaded to believe in God, it's only a very small handful of people. Then he gave up his priesting.
神为他开路，带他在加州，洛杉矶那边，在那边宣道会做工。现在做得非常好，他很高兴。
And God created new paths for him and led him to UCLA. And now he is very happy and he is doing his service there.
我们的工作有时候真的会很灰心的。
Sometimes our work doesn't seem to be successful.
做来做去都一样，讲来讲去也一样，他不信就是不信了。
No matter how much you do, no matter how much you talk, and so the other party, the other side, they don't believe you.
我们不能勉强。
So we cannot force them.
我们总是要忍耐。
We have to have patience.
得时不得时，也要传福音给人家。
Whether in time or out of time, we still need to preach to spread the God's words.
我们很高兴的在这个大学城，每一个学期都有信主以后毕业，他们出去工作，新的又进来，所以每一个学期我们都看到很多新的朋友。
So we are very happy in this college town. The old faces gone, new faces coming.
我们想到主怎样爱我们，为我们牺牲，为我们舍去。
When we talk about God's love and they give, Jesus gave us His life,
我们就要好好来跟随他。
So we need to follow Jesus closely.
不灰心。
Do not give up.
不失望。
Do not be disappointed.
因为我们的生命是与基督一同连续了，藏在上帝里面。
Because our life is connected with Jesus, is in God.
圣经也告诉我们，我们在神的家是一家的人。
The Bible also tells us when we are in God's family, we are one family.
基督是头。
Jesus is the head.
我们是他的身体。
We are his body.
没有分开，也不能分开。
We are not parts. We are one. We cannot be separated.
所以当我们接受这个饼，这个杯的时候，我们就想到我们是神家中一家的人。
So when we accept this cup and bread, we immediately know that we are one of the family.
要饶恕。
We need to forgive.
要同心。
We need to be of one heart.
要宽容。要合一。
We want to be one.
来一同服侍主。
We'll serve the God together.
这样主的家就会兴旺。
So the God's family will grow.
就能够带领更多人来信主。
We'll lead more and more people into this family.
同时我们今生也会得着平安。
Therefore, we will have peace too.
来世也会得到神的祝福。
In next life, we'll be blessed by God.
我再谈一谈那个杯的意思。
Now I'm going to talk about the cup.
杯有什么意义呢？
What's the meaning of cup?
在圣经里面，杯就是哪一份？
In the Bible, cup means a portion.
在诗篇四六篇那边说，耶和华是我们杯中的份。
In Psalm 16, it says, Jesus assigned me my portion and my cup.
那一份呢，就是，所以那个也是分支哦，分支，另外有一个
The portion also means a part.
就是分家的分也是用哪个分。
And also the divide.
神给我的哪一份也是哪个分。
So the 分 has in Chinese, it has two meanings in English. One is the one's portion, one's part. The other is to break it apart.
好像儿女要分家的时候所得的哪一份。
Just like the children, they try to share the inheritance, so they would have their portion. Each one would have a portion.
我们在神的家也有应得的一份。
So in God's family, every one of us would have a portion.
就是到这个世界末了的时候。
When this world is destructed,
神会为我们预备该得的那一份。
Our Father, the God, will give us our portion.
就是天堂。
This is the heaven.
是天堂，不是地狱。
It's heaven, not hell.
是永生的一份。
This is the eternal portion.
不是永死那一份。
It's not the destruction.
我们人不在这个世界，我们还有一个灵。我们属灵的生命是属于神哪一方面的，不是属这个世界的。
So, a human being is composed of two parts, the body and spirit. Spirit belongs to God.
神会到哪个幕后的日子给我们应得的哪一份。
By the end of this world, or when the world is no longer existing, the God will give us our portion.
只要我们相信他的话。
As long as we trust him.
跟随他。
Follow him.
主耶稣会带领我们走这一条，走完这条永生的道路。
Jesus will help us to finish this walk of eternal life.
我们只有到神的面前来承认我们是一个罪人。
Only when we come to the Lord to confess our sins.
做的很多不对的事。
And we have done wrong.
有时候我们自己看是对的。
Sometimes we feel that we have done the right thing.
其实是不对的。
In fact, it's wrong.
我们都要检审查自己在神的面前。
We need to re-examine ourselves in front of God.
感谢主，他爱我们。
Thank our Lord, He loves us.
他怜悯我们。
And He shows mercy to us.
主耶稣在十字架上为我们喝了那一个苦杯。
On the cross, Jesus drank from the cup of bitterness for us.
如果我们还没有接受了主的恩典呢？就好像在启示录十四章那一章讲的许许多多的刑罚在里面。
If we haven't accepted God yet, we will be in a situation like which was described in Revelation.
那就是神愤怒的杯。
So that is the cup of fury, the Lord's cup of fury.
硫磺火壶的杯。
The cup of sulfur.
是我们应该喝的，是我们应该喝的。
So in other words, we haven't accepted God yet. We will drink from the cup of fury, God's fury, and the cup of sulfur, and the cup of lake of fire.
感谢主，他为我们喝了这一杯。
Thank our Lord and Jesus drank the cup for us.
主耶稣说过，在约翰福音书十八章十一节。约翰福音书十八章十一节。
In John chapter 18, verse 11.
主耶稣说什么？
Jesus said, Do we know what Jesus said?
进城你找到吗？找到没有？
John chapter 18 verse 11。
耶稣就对彼得说：“烧刀入鞘吧，我父给我的杯，我给我的那杯，我岂可不喝呢？”
谢谢。
Jesus commanded, Peter, Put your sword away. Shall I not drink the cup the Father has given me?
主耶稣接受了那一杯是神给他的。
Jesus accepted the cup from God.
他甘心乐意来喝这一杯。
He was willing to drink the cup.
因为他喝了这一杯。
Once he drank it,
我们今天就有权利来守这个圣餐。
We have the right for this communion.
不然的话，主耶稣如果还没有为我们喝了这一个神愤怒的杯。
If Jesus hadn't drunk from the cup from us, the cup of God's fury,
我们是一个没有希望的人。
There's no hope for us.
还同世界的人是一样的，一模一样的。
We are the same as everybody who are not Christians.
弟兄姊妹，你们有机会到神的家中来。
Brothers and sisters, when you have a chance to come to this God's sanctuary,
我的内心是在很诚恳的，希望你们能够放下自己的意见，接受主耶稣基督给我们的救恩。
I sincerely wish that you would, put aside your own will and accept Jesus.
人生在这个世界的道路都是一样的。
Everybody's life was more or less the same in this world.
平坦的也有，高低不平的也有。
Some are smooth, some are uneven.
我们看人走得很好，很愉快，觉得我们自己很苦了，真的走不过去了。
When we look at others, it seems that their life is happy and joyous, everything is okay. But when look at our life, we are full of sufferings and miseries.
其实不是。
It's not that case.
每一个人都要走这一条路。
Everybody walks the same way.
要看我们用什么的心情来去应付，来去接受。
It's our attitude. What kind of attitude we have towards our own life?
多少人走这条路跌倒了？
How many people are fall down, cannot walk up?
当日的以色列人很多也倒闭在旷野。
And some of the people, they fell down in the desert, in the wilderness.
今天还是一样。
It's the same today.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
依靠主来走这一条路。
put your faith in the Lord to walk this life.
我快要走完了。
I'm going to finish my
真的快要走完了。
And it's indeed I'm going to finish mine.
你们日子还很长。
You have a long way ahead of you.
那个杯你们要喝的还有很多。
You will drink many, many times from this cup.
不会是苦杯。
And I hope it's not a cup of fury and bitterness.
不要想今天王牧师就讲这么不好听的东西给我。
Don't feel that Pastor Wang talk about all these sadness, sad things with me.
我是凭爱心来提醒大家。
I remind you with love.
世界的失了不要紧。
It's okay to lose the world.
但是我们要得到是永生、永恒的生命。
What we need to gain is the eternal life.
好不好？我问一句，你们个人知道自己已经。主耶稣给你有永恒的生命，请你举手。
Well, let me ask those.
主耶稣已经给你有，你知道有永恒的生命。
If you already know that Jesus gave you the eternal life, please raise your hands.
谢谢，
很多
都已经知道了。
I see many people raise their hands.
如果有些弟兄姊妹你还没有清楚知道的，你听我今天早上用我的内心不大好听的话讲的不顺的话都不要紧。你就认识主耶稣基督的爱，不会改变的。
Well, if those of you who do not understand the meaning of Jesus Christ or the cup and bread haven't accepted Jesus yet, and I talked to you probably the words which are not sweet to your ears, and it's okay. Please still remember that Jesus has a great blessing for us.
在四福音里面提到主耶稣在十字架上受了好多的苦啊。
So in the four books, and it talked about Jesus, who suffered a lot on the cross.
我们讲是很容易的。
It's easy for us to talk about it.
那些人怎么样对耶稣讲
？What did they say to Jesus?
他你是上帝的儿子，你从十字架下来，我们就信你咯。今天还有人会这样的讲。
Some of the people talked to Jesus when he was on the cross. He said, "Well, you are the Son of God, so you have the power to walk from the cross to us. If you do this, we would believe you."
但你现在都不能救自己啊！你救别人不救自己，那我们还相信你有什么用呢？所以好多人在那个时间也是背逆了主。
Still, today, a lot of people would say, "If you are the Son of God." You even cannot save yourself. How can you save us? Then we cannot believe in you.
我们今天守这个圣餐里，这个杯是主耶稣留下来，告诉我们要常常这样举行，要纪念他。
The cup we're going to accept today, we're going to take today, is the cup from Jesus. He gave it to us, and he said, "Well, take this cup in not to remember me."
因为他已经为我们喝了这个刑罚的那一杯。
Because he already drank the cup of law for us.
在十字架上，他说：“父啊，你为什么离弃我？我的上帝，我的上帝，你为什么离开我？”
On the cross, Jesus asked his father, "Said Father, why do you forsake me?"
就是因为他背负了你的罪、我的罪、全世界人的罪。背在他的身上。
Jesus shouldered for us, for everyone in this world, our sins.
感谢神。
We thank our Lord.
无论怎么样，我们都已经听了这个福音。
No matter what, we listen to this gospel.
就是我讲的不清楚。
Even if I didn't make it clearly,
你们都会很清楚。
And you will know it or find it very clearly.
每一个星期，许牧师将很多救恩的真理告诉我们。
So every Sunday, Pastor Xu told us about the truth of salvation.
这个非常的宝贝。
It is precious.
也是我们所需要的。
It is what we need.
如果没有这个永远的生命，我们留在这个世界上一点用处、一点意义都没有。
So if there were no eternal life,There was no meaning for us to exist in this world.
不过在年轻的时候啊，好像我从前那就拼命地去做了。
So when I was young, I worked very hard.
赚钱啊。
Make money.
Make money 来做什么？ 赚钱来做什么？
So what do you make money for?
有责任啦，孩子们要用啦，要读书啦，是在我们身上呢，他们要的。
I have responsibility because I have to raise my children. They need to go to school. I need to pay for their education.
感谢神。
Thank our Lord.
这样我还没有忘记。
I still remember.
将孩子的事情做好了。
When the children are done, my duties are fulfilled.
继续来做神的工作。
So I continue to work for the Lord.
这是最重要的。
It's the most important.
如果我们没有这个永远的生命，永远的福气。
If we do not have this eternal life or eternal blessing,
你得全这个世界有什么用？
What's the use of getting this world?
很奇怪，最近我常常听见很多的新闻，虽然我没有看什么，但是从孩子们的身上，这个讲那个讲，他们都说有好多念了书，做了很好的工作，他们都自杀。最近又有用枪来自杀。
Well, strangely, I heard a lot, even if I do not watch very, news, but from my children or some others, I know a lot of people, they had good jobs and were successful in this life, but they killed themselves. Recently, there was another one like this.
我就在想他们为什么会走这条路呢?
I've been thinking about why they took this life.
他有很好的家庭，有很好的工作。
They had a good family, a good job.
就上一个礼拜才出兵，所以小心他去送了。
So last week, and somebody had a service.
是。所以有好多。
Funeral service.
我们没有听见的，没有知道的，世界上充满了我们不愿意知道、不愿意听见的事情，但是我们都会听见，都会知道。
Every day in this world, there are a lot of things and news we do not want to know, we do not want to see, but we still see it and know it because they happen.
感谢神的恩典。
Thanks for the blessings of God.
他救赎了我们。
He saved us.
弟兄姊妹会寻找主耶稣基督的救恩，在他的家中，我们总是有平安。
Brothers and sisters, when we seek Jesus Christ, we have peace in His family.
我们要感谢神的恩典。他的身体为我们牺牲，擘开了。那我们今天接受他的恩典，我们就同他在永远的、永恒的生命上有份。
We need to thank the Lord Jesus Christ because His body was broken for us, so that we will have eternal life in Him, with Him.
如果我们只是有饼，没有葡萄汁，没有杯，还是不完全的。
It won't be complete if only we have bread without cup or the juice.
就是好像有人有了生命，但是他没有福气。有些有了福气，他没有生命去享受。你们都会有听见这样的事情。
So the bread and cup is like the two things going together. One is like the life and the blessing. If you have the bread, you have the life. You don't have the cup, you don't have the blessing. So that the two go hand in hand.
有一句话说，我听得多，但是也会忘记，会乱一点。
So there's a saying I often hear about, but often forget.
他们说，有一些人有钱，样样都有，但是那个生命很短，就是没有这样。这可以说他有福气，是不是有福气，但是没有生命去享受。
So there's a saying that some